hope to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Yeah, Peter, that's a good point. Yeah, oh, okay.
And
yeah.
We are going live with the EMP Task Force experts, Dr. Peter Pry, PhD, and Glenn Rhodes. And we'll start off with the issues of discussion and the what's going on with the latest bills. Dr. Peter Pry, go ahead and tell us what topics you want to cover today on the show. And, of course, your website address is emptaskforce. What are the initials after that?
.us.
.us.
One of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main one. Okay. What main issues you want to cover today? Because right now, we need to get the word out to the public that one of the greatest dangers is the idea of a blackout. And I call it a very probable gray or black swan event of 2020 and beyond. Now, there's several ways of that happening. If you have a coronal mass ejection from the sun, it'll last for hours of plasma distribution from the sun, and it can knock out permanently our power grid by knocking out our UHF transformers. You've talked about how to fix that with Life, Liberty, and Levine, Steve Levine, on his show last year, 2018, I think it was actually when I saw you on there. We also have the danger of a cyber attack from, say, a potential enemy like Iran. We have the danger of an EMP attack simply from a small-yield micro-nuke, 3 to 5 kilotons and up to 100,000 feet. Even 300 miles off the coast will knock out half the power grid for the United States. And it's not coming back. People need to realize if our UHF transformers are fried, they're not coming back. They're done. And the society will decay to a point where within the third or fourth day, people will start dying from hypothermia, starvation, and violence. And society will implode. It'll be unbelievable what will happen in terms of the chaos. So we need to realize that we need to reinvent what the power distribution system is and harden it. And you mentioned how to harden it. But there's a new bill that you mentioned that was recently passed, and I'd like you to tell us about that and what influence it'll have on how we can fix the problem under the Trump administration to move forward to actually harden our power grid so that we can't have a blackout destroy civilization. Go ahead.
Yes, in addition to the other threats that you mentioned, I'd like to mention a few others to flesh it out to explain why this is our highest priority, because it's such an easy way to attack the technological Achilles heel of the United States,
right,
which is why Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran all have it in their military doctrines.
Right.
You don't need a nuclear weapon. You can,
no.
Although that's a very serious threat, it's all in their doctrines, but with high-powered rifles or rocket-propelled grenade launchers, you can sabotage the grid. You wouldn't have to blow up many extra high-voltage transformer substations. There was according to the Wall Street Journal, there was a classified study by the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that concluded that if you just knocked out 9 of these, you could cause a protracted nationwide blackout. And there was probably a hostile foreign power exercise that practiced this. In 2013 at the Metcalf Transformer Substation. In an exercise, you don't actually go and attack the adversary in a big way to black out the grid, but you just practice to see in a low-profile way if you can do it without trying to raise the alarm so that he then takes defensive measures. Then there's non-nuclear EMP weapons, which anybody can actually purchase. You don't even need a license to buy certain kinds of radio frequency devices that can be weaponized and used as weapons that would be very effective against the grid. So those are a couple of others. Now, what happened is in the National Defense Authorization Act, the Congress in January incorporated President Trump's EMP executive order. And so that basically is an enormous step forward.
Right.
It gives it the force of law. And in effect, what you have is the President of the United States in March 26, 2019, telling the U.S. government, you shall protect the grid from a nuclear EMP or a natural EMP from the sun. And by the way, if you're protected against that, the worst case threat, a nuclear EMP attack, it would handle all the others that we're talking about, or at least mitigate them, including cyber, worst case cyber attacks.
Right.
Now the Congress, on a bipartisan basis, passed the National Defense Authorization Act with the President. president's executive order incorporated right into the body of this,
right.
one of the most important bills the Congress passes, which is the defense bill, the National Defense Authorization Act, giving it
right.
the force of law. So, in effect, the Congress of the United States, Democrats and Republicans alike, one of the few things they've done on a bipartisan basis, has said, yeah, we agree with the president on this executive order. You, the U.S. government, shall do this, and if you don't, it's illegal. You know, you'll be breaking the law. And I believe this is the first time in history that a presidential executive order has been incorporated into a bill of the Congress and given the force of law.
Right.
So this is a historic milestone.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, what monies and what steps are they doing to actually fix it? Because you mentioned a few things on Levine a year and a half ago on Life of Levine. Mr. Levine was a genius at law and other things. What steps are you taking? And where is the money going to come from, and has it been allocated?
Well, those are things that are being examined in the president's executive order and that are required by the National Defense Authorization Act. But at least they're on a fast track to do it. Under the first step they have to do is come up with a plan. How is it going to be paid for? You know, who's going to have the particular responsibility for doing it? You know, I'm hoping what they'll do is follow the recommendations of the EMP Commission, because there's different ways of paying for it. It's not that expensive. You know, you could have the Department of Defense pick up the bill.
Right.
Or what's more likely and what is the electric rates could be adjusted, you know, so that which is how improvements to the grid are normally paid for. So there'd be a slight increase in electric bills to pay for EMP hardening of the grid. The electric utilities resist that because they feel this is a national security, but that's been one of the holdups, how to pay for it. And that's one of the things the executive order has ordered the Department of Energy, Department of Defense, and utilities to get together and decide,
yeah.
well, how is that going to be done?
Yeah.
And in terms of the responsibility for protecting it, hopefully the executive order will require independent outside experts, people,
right.
you know, like the defense contractors who actually, Jackson Engineering or Meditech, somebody like that, that does the EMP hardening for the Department of Defense.
Right.
The utilities cannot be trusted. They don't understand EMP. They've been resisting doing anything about it for years. And they've got to be opened up. There's got to be transparency.
Right.
So whoever does it, it gets inspected, and gets inspected yearly. Right now, the way things work, for anything, whether it's cyber or physical sabotage, the utilities will tell us a story that, that yes, they have taken the appropriate measures. Trust us, we've done it.
Right.
But we now know for a fact, if you look at the wildfires in California, you know, that happened in large measure, because one of the biggest utilities in the country, PG&E, didn't even do basic, rudimentary kind of safeguards for public safety on their electric
right.
grid, like replacing 100-year-old power towers or clearing vegetation so tree branches wouldn't fall on their power lines and start forest fires. Yet, the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission was certifying these guys, and NERC, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, was certifying these guys, PG&E, and saying, yeah, you know, they're telling us that they've done what's necessary, and we trust them. Well, look where that got us. I mean, that should tell everybody who's working on the president's executive order that you can't trust them. But,
Here's what I recommend. Let me give some recommendations that I have, because I've been at this for a long time. I, 26 years ago, got turned into a spook as a doctor taking care of employees working at U.S. Missile Defense Space Command and these other classified projects. I have a background in nuclear physics, advanced technology, and I'll just tell you what I'd say. Number one, the overall department should be Department of Homeland Security, not the military. Then they should institute it and then pass the bill to the appropriate utilities after the fact, after they implement it. That way there's not delays in putting it in. There are several technologies that they can do. The first one you mentioned on Levine was they should put surge protectors on the current existing UHF transformers. Secondly, we need to get rid of smart grid. Smart grid actually generates fires. This province of Saskatchewan, Canada, did research, and their engineers discovered that Smart Grid power surges actually to try to seek out what's going on when they're doing data searches, create sparks that can actually trigger off forest fires, especially when you don't clear the duft and the chaparral like in California. So we need to get rid of Smart Grid. That needs to go. Bye-bye. See you later, Smart Grid. And the third thing that has to happen is we need to start deciding on different ways of distributing power. Instead of distributing power over the above-ground power towers, like they often are very old, we should use other technologies such as plasma lines for distributing power. Now, my niece, Danielle Deagle-Fong, and my younger sister, she had her master's degree in physics from Princeton at 13 and a PhD at 18. She developed the first technology to store hundreds of gigabytes of power in underground compression chambers. So she's selling this technology over the last 7-8 years all over the world. We need to start having a non-distributed power system that has its own personal backup. We also need to start talking about how we're going to have a system that has redundancy in it. Right now, we don't have a redundant system. They have a boundary around Texas, but we need to have a system so that we don't have power go out, because if power goes out, everything in society collapses. You may have so much power, for example, for water distribution, but you don't have for sewage. So for the fourth day after you even are having a power blackout, you have to turn off the water supply. Otherwise, the sewage is going to back up in people's homes. So I would say the first thing is that they should stop futzing around and go right to the Department of Homeland Security and pass the bill later to the utilities, but institute it now, and they need to do what you've already recommended. But eventually, we need to move to a non-distributed power system that has utility, if you want to call it redundancy, and secondary storage systems so that we don't end up with a power blackout if part of the system goes down. Your comments. Go ahead.
No, I agree with all of that. I think microgrids are also part of the solution. Faraday cages for the SCADAs. You know, the technological solution to this is not the hard part. You know, we know how to protect the grid. The EMP
right.
Commission made 100 recommendations on how to protect
right.
the grid. The Department of Defense has been protecting military systems, for over 50 years,
right.
using surge arresters and well-proven technologies, Faraday
right.
cages and all the like. The
right.
problem is still political. Even though, and this is the most important message I think I can convey or comment I have
right.
on this today, well, I think what happened in the National Defense Authorization Act, legalizing President Trump's executive order, is a historic milestone because it signifies that we won the policy battle, okay? We won the policy battle. So these guys, sure, there are going to be crazy people in the left-wing mainstream media that are still going to belittle EMP, but in terms of what the U.S. government is supposed to be doing and the rest, we've won that part of the
right.
war.
Right.
The problem now is how is the executive order going to be interpreted, by the deep state? The same people, who have been opposing this for years in the Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security, these Obama holdovers and permanent bureaucrats, people I've been fighting and the EMP Commission was fighting for years, are the ones who are implementing it.
Right.
I'm not implementing it, okay? I don't know of a single person within DHS or DOE who's implementing it. Who ever wanted the EMP executive order? It's been forced down their throats by President
right.
Trump and the Congress. And these guys cannot be trusted. They're not going to be any more enthusiastic about this than they were about the wall or about limiting immigration or any of the other. And one of the things that's going on behind closed doors is they're trying to lowball the EMP threat.
Right. Do you know why that is? This is central. Why do you think these people are lowballing when even a novice looking at this issue realizes it's a catastrophic weakness of our society? The reason is that they know once we have EMP hardened against cyber attacks, solar coronal mass ejection, or a low-yield nuclear weapon that can knock out our power grid, that America becomes bulletproof from surrendering to world government. The primary system that's being set up, this is the reason why, for example, you have Russia popularizing their hypersonic cruise missiles that go down 27 times the speed of sound, is they want us to surrender to world government, and the globalist deep state wants us to be vulnerable so we collapse our society to a world government rather than having an autonomous nation. That's the reason why they're behind this. Does that make sense?
May I comment? I heard the music. I don't know.
Yeah, we're on break now, but I want you to comment when we come back, because I really think these people are that twisted that they don't want us to have any hardening, because they want us to collapse the world government. And you can see it inside Russia. There's various forces there in Russia. And the Russians don't want to engage us in a war. They're no, and that includes, by the way, Putin, even though they're boasting their hypersonic cruise missiles. Can you cut the commercial there? We're not coming back. No. This is 20 minutes. We're on break now, right? What? Oh, I thought we weren't live. Okay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coming back. So we have Glenn Rhodes here as well. I want to hear his comments. You mentioned something on the break. I want you to repeat because... You know, we can assume that some of the bureaucrats are stupid, and that's probably the case. But even somebody who has a novice level of intelligence, especially after the executive order in March of 2019 passed by Donald Trump, if you look at the basic facts, they want America to be vulnerable. Now, I'll give you an example. I work with radiological and biological terrorism with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA. I was a point man for the nation in the Colorado Operation Top Off in Dark Winter, and we killed everybody. Now, when I met with them again in 2001 March, which they told me they were going to release anthrax, and their micronukes are going to go off in New York City months before 9/11, and this is cross-corroborated with people like Barbara Honegger, who was a CIA agent, and Susan Lindauer, who was actually renditioned in May of 2001 before 9/11, because you know it was already in progress. The Patriot Act was written 5 years before 9/11 happened. People need to realize what's going on. The shadow government that runs the world is interested in cowing America and collapsing it. For example, Barack Obama, his entire presidency was to do things that were counter to the nation of America. In fact, if anything, you have to understand, when he gave billions of dollars to Iran, he knew that money wasn't going to go to build new roads and infrastructure. He knew it was going to Hezbollah and make missiles and do other things. And it's coming back to bite the Iranians. Right now, they've killed over 1,500 of their own citizens in the last week. The people are protesting. They're walking on the colors of the Iranian flag, not the American flag, because they already realize that they should have closed their airspace, and they killed a number of Iranian citizens, including 16 students, 55 Canadians, and three other nations. And you have to understand what's going on here, is the Iranian people are decent people. They've been put under this duress because the West took out Mossadegh in 1954, and then they put in the Shah, and then when the Shah tried to get the plastic company BP to put in a plastic petrochemical plant, they pulled him out and put in the Ayatollah. MI6, MI5, and the CIA put in the mullahs and the Ayatollah. People don't know this. I have Iranian friends. I know what's going on. Iranians are just as smart as anybody else. They go to university. They have a very advanced culture. Their senior lady, excuse me, the only Olympic winner, female, really, literally, this weekend actually left Iran and said, I'm leaving. I'm no longer going to be an Iranian because they abuse women like crazy. You have to understand here, what's going on is the globalists are nuts. They want us to be vulnerable. They're not just stupid. I call it stevil. I call it stupid and evil. It appears stupidity because they use it as a cover. In actual fact, they want us to be vulnerable. They don't want us to protect their borders from incoming biological or chemical weapons. They don't protect them. They don't stop, not just suitcases with micronukes that could be in the size of a container coming across their border. The first Homeland Security Director under Barack Obama made that statement publicly. They don't want us to have our power grid, and they would love to see Americans collapse and have our society go to hell. And in fact, the government's hardened themselves. In fact, you know what and I work with FEMA and these other people, they have no intention of coming out of their hardened military bases for 6 months if the power grid goes down. Did you know that? They're not going to come out to help to rescue the public. They're going to harden and stay in their underground facilities, etc., while the public eats themselves or starves to death or dies of hypothermia. It's only the cleanup after 6 months when most of the people are already dead, dehydrated, or die of violence or cannibalism. That's the facts. I work with these guys. And when I confronted the FEMA and the FBI director and CDC director, at a private dinner at the Adams Mark Hotel in March of 2001. They were laughing their head off as I was asking them more and more plausible questions, including the release of anthrax and micronukes in New York. And because I was the exit examiner of the Alpha P Murrah building, and Cody Snodgrass, who was the last year and a half ago, came on my show after he was on John B. Wells' show, he corroborated they gave him $500,000 to blow up the Murrah building, which is hardened, a very hardened structure. It wasn't a minor structure. And when I got word that one of the five told me in great detail how they removed U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX, and high explosive coordinate debris was radioactive and caused this guy to get a radioactive-induced rash, and I did tests on him, they court-martialed him, and they hauled my butt into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 1995, 25 years ago, and fired me and gave me death threats. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash, and I have friends in Delta Force, and if you come in within 500 miles of me and my family, I'm going to take you suckers out because I know where you sleep. And the next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000. The reason why I'm still alive is because they're more terrified of my agents who, inside the intel agency, still contact me over the last 25 years. And they know I'm telling the truth. We have on the recent show here Barbara Honegger, who went over this. She's on a commission with dealing with this. But it's the same underlying issue that they don't want to harden the power grid as to why we're not dealing with the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. It wasn't Saudi Arabia. They were a peripheral player. They don't want to deal with the fact that they're not hurting us against income EMP biological weapons. I'm a bioweaponeer. I was trained under Robert Brown. Believe it or not, this is a long time ago. 47 years ago, I was doing my PhD in oceanography and genetics. I got trained under a bioweaponeer. I know how to make the most deadly bioweapons for under $1,000. And if you don't think, if you really tick off the wrong people, that they'll not release those in America, you're an idiot. So we're not hardening our country against anything, and it's on purpose. This is not stupidity. This is massive suicidal evil. That's what it is. Go ahead.
Well, while it may be difficult for, you know, average Americans and your listeners to believe that their own government, you know, could be penetrated by malefactors who hate the United States and don't want to protect us from EMP and these other threats, just think about who these people are. You know, they were, the Democrat Party is the government of big government. You know, Republicans and conservatives don't want to pursue, you'll find them in government, but they're in a minority. You know, most people who are government bureaucrats are basically from the Democrat Party, and they have the ideology of the Democrat Party, and which has continued gone into the incredibly radical direction that it has. They're also the so-called best and brightest from the Ivy League schools, Stanford University, University of California, you know, Brown, Harvard, Yale. And what do you think those people think about America? You know what they think. You know, they think America is evil. They blame America first for everything. These are the same people who fought against President Reagan's idea of a strategic defense initiative, a missile shield, you know, to protect America from nuclear attacks, because they embrace the idea of mutual assured destruction. You know, they want a mad world where the United States is vulnerable, because they think the United States is the evil malefactor in the world, and that if we're protected, that we will engage in aggressive imperialist activity and threaten the other nations of the world.
Understand
their ideology and who these people are, it's just the most logical thing in the world that when you're hiring people like this out of the Ivy League schools, that this is the kind of people you're going to get.
Yeah, but they're not intelligent. Let me give you some factoids here, okay? Lyndon LaRouche actually presented this information when they had. I actually talked to the four-star general between Gorbachev and Reagan when he announced Star Wars in the 1980s, okay? At a dinner. And this general told me underground at July 10th, 1994, exactly what the conversation was. And Lyndon LaRouche and the LaRouche Foundation recommended that when they do Star Wars, they actually share it with all of the nations, including Russia, so no one need be worried about an EMP attack or a nuclear attack in the future. In other words, missile attack would become neutralized for all countries. This is the reason why they actually put Lyndon LaRouche in prison. He was in there for years, because the powers that be don't want this to happen. They don't want to neutralize the idea of mutual assured destruction. They want to have it hanging over like Damocles' sword. They also don't want to neutralize the idea of biological weapons using radionic or other technologies to actually identify problems that might be happening, right?
Right, and they also want to change the American people.
Right.
You know, they don't just blame our Republican leadership. You know, they think that the Americans who, those Kmart shoppers who FBI counterintelligence chief Peter Strzok found such loud, smelly, those loud, smelly Trump voters, okay? They blame them for America being supposedly an evil actor in the world. And that's why they're for an open border policy.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to change, you know, the cultural and ethnic and value system of America. You know, they don't believe in traditional American values that made America great and free. You know, they're in the process of trying to change this. They've been trying to do it for decades through the universities and public school system. And unfortunately, they're succeeding with so many of our young people brainwashed and embracing socialism and willing to vote for somebody like Bernie Sanders.
Well,
Gary Kasparov, I saw on television last night, Gary Kasparov, the great chess master, former citizen of the Soviet Union, was actually on TV yesterday criticizing America youth for wanting socialism. You know, saying how could anybody in their right mind be for that when socialism and communism has failed everywhere. It takes a former citizen of the Soviet Union to be telling our own young, that they should go socialist.
You know the problem with the young people? And this is the first and most dangerous thing in our society. The news media and the other people do not respect the wisdom of the elderly. Number one, middle-aged and elderly, they're born before 1970. Number two, the educational institutions are what I call mega university. You have to defecate intellectually on your papers and research papers and your master's or PhD thesis, so it has to look, taste, and smell like the intellectual defecation of your professor, or you don't graduate. They're not teaching independent thought and problem solving, they're teaching regurgitation. So our young people basically are regurgitation machines. They're not independent thinkers, and their IQ, if you want to call it their curiosity index rather than their intelligence quotient, which is a fake test to determine how you're going to academically survive, the curiosity quotient of the public is dropping. That's why in university you don't even want to dialogue with people who have an alternate viewpoint, because the young people can't think. You might find that's a little hard to believe. They can't. When I beg people to call into my show and disagree with me. And I do an intellectual vivisection on air with them. I don't get it. I don't get it. In fact, I ask three questions of my co-host, like yourself. I want you to ask a health question, whether it's on 5G network or dirty electricity, a question on geopolitical or spiritual issues, and ask me a question that you've not heard from any other decent human being, and I'll give you either the immediate answer or a breakdown of the problems with its constituent parts. I don't find virtually any young people under age 40 that can actually think independently. They've been so inured with university, high school, and the media now, their capacity to think independently is gone.
We are becoming a 1984 society. I'm referring to the George Orwell novel, where people were so brainwashed that they basically lost the ability to think.
Well, they don't even want a dialogue. That's why they get so angry with it. How dare you have a different viewpoint? They think their viewpoint university is like a religion, and if you disagree with them, you're an apostate, and you're due to have like something like Takamata of the Spanish Inquisition filleting you alive or sticking you into a stretch machine. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
You can argue that, the proof of what you're saying is just in some of the positions they take that are so nonsensical, and one could almost believe that they've adopted these positions precisely because they're so outlandish that the elites of the left know that if they can get young people to believe that there are 26 genders instead of two biological sexes, for example, and that the basis of public policymaking should be based on 26 genders, not on two biological sexes, then they've got them. If they can get them to believe in climate change, and that we're going to have a new ice age, or the world is going to, the oceans are going to be rising and destroying the world, and there'll be a great flood in 12 years, then they've got them, and they do
like
have
like AOC, I call her absent A cortex. Do you like that? Absent A cortex. She's an example of the young people nowadays. They're absent of original thought and questioning reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
It is actually stupid from an EMP and cyber perspective.
Right. It actually increases the risk of causing sparks and power surges and burning wires and triggering off fires, especially if you've got chaparral or tinder around the power lines.
Yeah, it adds a whole new layer of technological vulnerability to an already vulnerable system.
So here's the next thing that needs to happen. I think Donald Trump needs to make sure that this commission moves forward. The DHS literally starts with putting power surge protectors in all the UHF transformers. Now, we have to understand the globalists are freaked out because just last month, Donald Trump announced what's called Space Force. Now, 26 years ago, I got inducted into, became a medical spook. I had above top secret clearance, which is the same at or above the level of the U.S. president, working on projects at U.S. Base Command, Missile Defense Command, and lots of projects. And I have a photographic memory and a knowledge in pretty well every area of hardened science and mathematics, which is really unusual. So when I had dealt in Iraq with my patients, they would want to know what people are doing on a different colored line in a different lockdown facility. Now, I worked in dozens and dozens of facilities in Colorado, which is a primary site for the New World Order for the entire planet is Colorado. Did you know that? The alternative capital for the United States is Colorado Springs. The alternative directorship for the CIA is in Denver, Colorado. It's not Langley, Virginia. Space Command and all the other things are based there right in Colorado. Colorado is the center for their control frequency system, including Schriever Air Force Base, which is a primary node of the actual underground Cray Array for the supercomputer system called the Matrix, like the movie The Matrix. People need to understand the globalists have got an intention field. They're moving a step-by-step toward where they want to capture the population of Earth into a matrix. And they don't want us to have a hardened power grid. They don't want us to have missile defense. They don't even want us to have guns. They want us to be vulnerable, and vulnerability, which means they maintain control, whether it's control of our finances, control of our data, control of everything. And so we have to start realizing that they don't want us to have a hardened power grid, which is real simple. Get rid of smart grid right away. Number two, put on UHF transformers. Number three, clean the duft away from power lines and clear up the back roads. You know, they didn't even clear the proper roads. You couldn't get a fire engine or a tanker up there to actually put out these fires. Have reservoirs of water, so if you have to, you've got at least water. And advance other technologies for putting out fires. For example, I mentioned three technologies I know about in the process of patenting. Number one, compress air down to the form you have liquid nitrogen with linear accelerator guns. Number two, have a system of what's called scalar technology to break the hydrogen electron transport system using positron beam technology, which will turn fires off because it's electron transport. And number three, use technology that actually can turn off fires using what's called scalar neutron flux to actually create an anti-energetic field that actually will turn off the ability for fires to propagate. Then you have to clean up the mess. For example, and PG&E got charged with this, and they're going bankrupt. But by the way, after they're going to go to bankruptcy, they're trying to bring in a Russian system for putting solar power in space. They base Solarigen. So what they want to do is they want to bring in these space-based solar generating machines and then generate power and super energetic streams of microwave energy through the upper troposphere, which, by the way, is already energized with nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum. They've done this because our government and Russia both have weaponized planet Earth. I took care of the pilots and the people flying out of Aurora that actually put the nanoparticles up there 25 years ago. This is not a theory, people. This is an ugly fact that there's people inside our government that are actually preparing for our own demise and for the subjugation of not only the people of America, but every nation on Earth. That's why what happened recently with here, the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Now, he was a killer, but you negotiate with your enemies. He actually was down in the green zone on a diplomatic pass and was invited by Trump to go down there and negotiate with the state of Iran and Saudi Arabia to bring peace, because it had already been in the news that they were going to do this. When he was under the green, this green zone, which should have not been hit by a missile, which killed an Iraqi general and 20 of his staff, he was invited there by Trump. It's like inviting the other side of a mafioso clan to a specific restaurant and then blowing the restaurant up. That's what Trump did. Now, you might justify that the guy is a killer, but you have to understand what we did was the people of Iran, rather than trying to actually bring about peace, which we need to do, and the same thing is going on with our power grid. The same underlying issues are present because the globalists don't want peace. They don't want us to have power grid protection. They want us, in fact, to have a power grid that will blow up or cause fires. Right now, we've got fires everywhere, like the fires in Australia. Those are caused by putting thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum and causing dehydration catastrophes over these areas. Then they have even arson setting up fires or using space-based drones or other technology for doing it. In fact, my military person, this is a friend of mine, a technical person here in California, was up in Northern California last year, and there were so many drones in the air with directed energy weapons starting fires, they couldn't get the helicopters in to drop the fire retardants. This is not open to a theory, people. The people inside your government did 9/11. They're doing global climate shifts, and they're doing things to make us vulnerable to world catastrophes. And you're sitting by and thinking they all are doing the right thing. And that includes, by the way, Donald Trump. If I get a chance to talk to Trump and have him exposed to the real truth of what's going on, he would have a different policy. Now, yes, it may be a good thing because Iran is scared of what we're going to do next to them, which is why they turned on their anti-missile system and killed that poor group of people, 176, that died in the air flight. But I want people to start grasping here. Our world's run by incompetence and devils, a combination of incompetence and devils. Not a good situation at all, is it? What do you think? Your comments, go ahead.
Hey, Glenn, I'm going to turn the mic over to Glenn Rhodes.
I want to hear Glenn's comment, because I'm sure you guys must have enough experience now. You realize you're not just dealing with stupid people. You're dealing with what I call steeple. They try to pretend and use the shield of stupidity, but in fact they're evil as hell. Yeah. And they're actually setting us up for catastrophe.
Yeah.
Right?
Doctor, I can't comment on a lot of those things that you were talking about.
I can with my co-host, another Intel guest. Yeah. In fact, I just got a call while we were on with Glenn Ford. People need to start, I'm trying to connect all the dots here, because I want people like you to realize that Trump is on the right side of this. And if we don't get DHS to do this year, give an example of what's going on. If the mullahs think in their civilization, their nation is going to crash, because the next event that's likely to happen is Israel's very likely to bomb the Bashar reactor if they think Israel is going to attack them. If they do, the Strait of Hormuz will close, because we will close it, or they will close it, or we'll chaperone ships. Their shipments now have already dropped by more than two-thirds, so Iran's economy is collapsing. They're a desperate nation, they're mullahs, and they realize that's why they're killing their own citizens, and their own citizens are protesting, and on their signs they're actually walking on their own flag. They won't walk on the American flag, they're walking on their own flag. Now, why is this tied to a power grid situation? Because Iran has hackers, so do the Russians, so do people in Bulgaria and other countries, but if we get hit by an EMP weapon, including even a satellite crosses their airspace from North Korea, and our power grid goes down, it's not coming back. The people will literally start dying by the fourth day after the power goes up. Hypothermia, starvation, violence, and cannibalism. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that it's the common problem that both Peter and I have nationally. Like I said, I can't comment on a lot of those stuff that you said, because I'm focused on one thing, and that's to save America, and especially...
Yeah, but here's my statement to you guys. Unless you deal with the underlying problems, you're never going to get this done.
Just for clarification, I leave that for other people to talk about. You know
let me explain this to you guys, okay? And I want to get this through to not only you fellows, but everybody out there listening. You people listening now need to send emails to Donald J. Trump and other people. Yes, you put in a good executive order, but if you don't get DHS to get on this year we could end up a power blackout. And if we have Israel attack, Russia will be forced to use either nukes or an EMP attack on our country. Not that they want to, but they'll be dragged, and the hooks will be put in their jaw like Ezekiel 38 and 39. And just talking about how we want to find a solution to America, if you don't deal with the underlying deep state and the fact they're not just stupid, they're evil and malevolent and are contriving to make sure we're vulnerable, we're never going to solve the problem. We'll get frustrated because we'll move down to an executive order backed by Congress, and it still won't happen this year, next year, and God knows help us. If something catastrophic happens and Iran finally decides to push the button and attack Israel, the Israelis are not going to put up with it. They're going to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor, and we're going to see the Strait of Hormuz closed. We already have Iran and Turkey invading, as we speak, Libya, getting ready to totally take over the country with the Muslim Brotherhood there against the duly elected government. And they're going to ask America, a NATO ally, to defend them while they go and attack Libya and the duly elected government. All this crap is going to hit the fan here. It's tied directly to the fact we don't face the underlying cause. And because it seems like a conspiracy theory and it's like out of your purview, we're never going to solve it unless we get honest. Honesty and the fact that the people we're dealing with in the deep state are devils. That's why I call them the demon rats, including the people in the deep state. These monsters are setting us up to fail on purpose and making us vulnerable. It's not, oh, well, we're going to do this and this and this. They're never going to institute it if they can find some way of obfuscating and screwing around. You'll have them still negotiating when they think the election is going to be won by a demon rat, Bernie Sander Claus or Elizabeth Warren Liar Watha, and they're hoping to God that they can somehow screw Donald Trump up so that they can continue a deep state and keep us being vulnerable. Right?
Well, let me stop you right there and reach out to some of your listeners. I'm going to give you my cell phone number because I think it's important that people call us and if they're of the persuasion that they want to save America, would you mind if I give out my cell phone number because I'd be glad to talk to people.
I hope you don't
them.
Get flooded with too many calls, but yeah, it's important. Go ahead. And if you, and of course, the website is emptaskforce.us. Your number,
yes,
go ahead.
It's here in Colorado. I'm based here in Denver. And
right.
My number is 303-912-0096.
Right.
And say that again, 303-912-0096. And I'd love to talk to people about how they can come up with some solutions. That because Peter's working it from Washington, I'm working it from the ground up. So I'm looking for those people that are interested in saving our water, sewer systems, and other things. But I
let's put it this way. I've worked on this now for a quarter century. I have every solution to every technical problem or contacts to where they are. The proactive solutions, and this is what Peter's already mentioned, it's not a solutions issue, it's a policy implementation issue. And the policy implementation blockers in the deep state, they don't want in the farthest imagination anything that actually protects America and our power grid from destruction. People say, that's really crazy, that's evil. Guess what? You got it finally.
The EMP Commission estimated that not even moving on an emergency basis, that it would have taken us 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, you know, to protect the power grid, you know. And if we did it on an EMP Manhattan Project basis, you know, the way we did, you know, we built the atomic bomb in 3 years during World War II.
Right.
You know, it just is ridiculous to think that we wouldn't be able to protect our national power grid in, say, 18 months if we really...
Right.
Made it a high priority like the Manhattan Project. It is not that it's too expensive. It's not technically hard to do. We do know how to do it. You're exactly right. It's the politics of EMP that has been the whole problem for as long as the EMP Commission has been around, for almost 20 years now. We haven't been able to do it because of the politics, because of bad people in both the utilities and in government. And another example of what you're talking about, you know, where... deep state is undermining the president and there are these malefactors at work is the U.S. Space Force. You know, his own Secretary of the Air Force, you know, Heather Wilson, who I'm glad to see the Trump basically fired her, you know, didn't want there to be a U.S. Space Force, and she was trying to stop it from coming into being. And her supporters, others, have kind of succeeded because the vision of an independent U.S. Space Force hasn't really been realized in the National Defense Authorization Act. You know, it's still going to be subordinate to the Air Force the way the Marines are subordinate to the Navy. And that's a bad thing because the Air Force, I mean, Trump's idea for the U.S. Space Force was to revive the Ronald Reagan vision of the Strategic Defense Initiative and a missile shield to protect America and so that we could get away from mutual assured destruction so America wouldn't have to be vulnerable.
But
the Air Force
not only
doesn't want that. They want our space force to basically protect the satellites, so that not to become a missile shield, but to protect the satellites, so that Air Force operations using bombers and missiles can more effectively.